if I had a favorite passage, I guess my favorite passage would be the one that I'm going to read right now, Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust.
Hallelujah.
Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust.
Hallelujah.
His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, did you notice what happened? It started off, the psalmist was writing about the God who will keep us in all trouble and everything that God is able to do. And before he got through, it seemed that God Himself was doing the speaking. God suddenly was saying, because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. It started off, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord. But toward the end, it was saying of man, saying to us, of an anointed one somewhere was saying, I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him salvation. Only God could say those things. Hallelujah. But the part I want to consider is the happy state of godly people. In the first part of Psalms 91, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. You ever, in your time of prayer, didn't feel like praying, and you just made yourself pray even though you didn't feel like it? How many of you have had that experience? I was, earlier today, since I was up almost all night last night, I decided to pray a while. And I got down on my knees this afternoon, and I didn't feel like praying. Oh Lord, God, I love You. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. And I paused for a moment. Lord, You know, so many words. We need You. Then I yawned. God, help me to stay awake to pray. And I wasn't quite comfortable kneeling there on that chair in my office, so I decided
just sit in the floor and lean against the chair. Jesus, you know we've got a group of people who need to hear from you tonight. God, I'm just going to meditate on your love for a while. I decided I'd just lie on the floor and think on the goodness of Jesus. I don't know how long I meditated on the Lord. When the phone rang, I noticed that I was still there. I don't know if you'd call that praying your hour or your 2 hours or what. So I opened my eyes, rubbed my face, said hello. Dawned on me, I still had some overcoming to do, some victories to win. I still had to get through to God. I hadn't felt like saying anything or doing anything, but I did at least kneel down and talk to God for a moment. And then I entered into that beautiful rest. But when I... when I knelt there, this scripture passed into my mind. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Have you found that secret place? Have you found that closet where you can go and talk to God and just pour out your heart to Him and tell Him things that you can't tell anybody? Tell God things that you can't tell your husband. You can't tell your wife. You cannot share with your children. You cannot share with your friends. You cannot share with those you work with on the job. Things that are the secrets in your heart. Problems that you've had in the past that you wouldn't dare tell anybody about, but God already knows. Have you found that place where you can go and get away from the cares of life and not worry about what somebody may think or what somebody may say or what somebody may do, and just pour your heart out to God in confidence that He's able to keep secrets? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now there are shadows in our lives. There are things that we go through that we wish we could undo, that we wish we could sever from our lives. Some of us, just as we have scars on our body from cuts and places where we've been injured, we also have scars upon our lives because of the sins that we committed before we came to know God. Some of us have unpleasant memories. And even probably in a congregation of this size, some of these unpleasant memories are only hours before this service. Some of us have probably been in secret places, but we weren't dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. We were probably in secret places, and we thought that what we did was covered and hidden. But what we failed to remember was that the Most High Almighty God is an all-seeing God who knows and He sees, and He is there when you're in trouble. And He's concerned when you're doing wrong. And it's not a secret from God. The shadows of your life are an open book to God. He knows the very worst thing about you. He knows the very thing that you would never dare tell the closest relation. He knows all about it. And then He has promised you, no matter who you are, that if you will dwell in His secret place and let Him share it with you, that He will cover you under the shadow of the Almighty. He has promised all through His Word that by His blood. The blood that was shed on Calvary. Though His sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. He is able to cleanse, and He's able to cover and set us free. He's able to change our darknesses into light. And He's able to make the crooked way straight. And we are able to come to Him in the most humble times of our life, confessing our faults and our problems and our burdens, that we can only tell Him. Have you ever felt that beautiful, beautiful assurance in a time of confessing to God your weaknesses? It seems that sometimes something enters the room and just surrounds you and says, everything is under control. Something tells you that there is a reason to go on living. There is a reason to keep trying. There is a reason to keep walking. There is a reason to go forward. Something tells you to just dwell there for a while. It seems that God wants to hear more, although He already knows. And then you start pouring your heart out to Him. And those tears start flowing. And you feel unworthy to even call on the name of the Lord. You feel that you're a dirty dog and He's God Almighty. And you're not worthy to even mention His name. And then you feel His soothing arm of love and compassion saying, I'm still willing to call you my child. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's something about knowing that God is with you that gives you confidence no matter where you've been or who you've been or what you've been. That you're still able to go forward and you're still able to live close to God. And yesterday is cut away from your life. And today you're a new creature. And even though you might have brought a reproach at one time or another, God has suffered the reproach for you through His Son, Jesus Christ. He has suffered once for all. And He has felt all of our infirmities, all of our weaknesses, all of our temptations. He knows what all of those temptations are all about because He has been tempted in all ways like we have. Yet He did not yield to any of those temptations. And He never sinned. And He didn't open His mouth when He was accused of sin. He didn't say a word. He just let them accuse. He just let them mock. He let them point their accusation fingers at Him and ridicule Him. Why did He do it? So that He could enter into the secret chambers with the guilty and listen to their complaints and say, son, daughter, I have borne the shame for you. Hallelujah. No wonder the psalmist said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers. Under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Have you ever seen a hen take care of her little chicks in the midst of a storm? Did you know an old hen with a bunch of chicks will give her life for those babies? Even if it's a hailstorm, she'll cover those little bitties with her wings and let the hailstones beat upon her body. Let the wind blow her feathers off. And till the last breath, she'll do all she can to take care of those that she loves. Hallelujah. How much more does God care for us? Hallelujah. His children. We who have put our trust in Him, we who have followed Him and gone with Him, and let Him make a way for us, and let Him teach us the way. We who have heard His voice, we who have learned to eat because He has taught us to eat His Word. We who have to realize that all of our sufficiency is of the Lord. Do you think that He's going to let anything come upon His children that you cannot bear? No, in no way. He's our fortress. He's our shield. He's our buckler. We dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. We have entered into His secret chambers. We have told Him about the noise of pestilence. We have shared with Him the discomforts of our life, the diseases, the torments, the tortures, the sins, all the problems that weighted us down. We just said, Lord, You know all about it. I'm unworthy. I'm no good. I'm not anything, but You're everything. I'm weak, but You're strong. I'm low, but You're very high. I don't have power, but You've got all power. I'm nothing, but You're God, and I want to be Your child. I want to be Your child, Jesus. When I pray, I don't ask God to make me a better preacher. When I pray, I don't ask God to make me to be able to speak, nor to sing a better song. But when I pray, I say, Lord, I want to be more like You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Secret places. Secret places. Tonight there are people who are gathering in little rooms, listening to confessions, as people pour out their hearts because of bad deeds that they have done. And they are collecting the money in order for even lost loved ones who they say have gone to an in-between place to be able to be saved or be rescued in the hereafter and not have to burn, even though they lived a wretched, miserable, sinful life. As long as there's somebody that's got a little money, you want to come and confess for that loved one the wrongs of their life, repent for them, tell the priest, tell the man, and pay the man, and he'll pray them right out of purgatory. And there are sincere people who are saying, oh, sir, please don't tell Mom. Please don't tell Dad. But I've done some terrible things. You're the only person I can talk to, sir. I confess to you that I'm thus and so. I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble with the law. I've done wrong. I've stepped out on my companion. I've told lies. Forgive me, Father. And then the man says, I forgive you. Drop your money on the way out. We're thought of as just another sect, just another group, just another religious body with just a few more ideas. But he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Not the secret place of another man. Not the secret place of some preacher somewhere. Not the secret place of some doctor or lawyer. But the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Not the secret place of another man. Not the secret place of some preacher somewhere. Not the secret place of some doctor or lawyer. But the secret place of the Most High. Who is the Most High? The Lord. The Lord is Most High. The Lord Mighty, strong. The Lord who is able. But Thou, Lord, art Most High forever, said David. For lo thine enemies, O Lord, David. For lo thine enemies, O Lord, for lo thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered, but my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eyes also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire and of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree and shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. These older people who got up and testified are still bearing precious fruit. The young ones that come to youth service and stand in this pulpit are bearing precious fruit. You who get on your knees when nobody's looking, when nobody's watching, nobody knows, but you're just getting in touch with the Lord to let Him know you still have needs and you want Him to supply those needs, and then you want to thank Him for doing it. You're still bearing precious fruit. And God is going to lift you up till you will reign with Him where He dwells someday forever. But now, just because you're dwelling in His secret place, He wants you to abide under His protecting hand. He wants to walk with you and lead you. And when you would fall, He wants to show you the way. And He wants to take the stumbling blocks out from the front of you. He wants to take you by the hand and lead you around the places where you would fall, if you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Where is His shadow? In any life that will look to Him. Any individual that will trust in Him. Anybody that will call on Him in a time of need. Whosoever will cry out to God and say, Lord, I need You. I'm wretched and lost. I need You. Abide there. Dwell there. Then His presence surrounds you. He puts a hedge about His people. Then the fiery darts of the wicked one cannot harm you. The evil enemies who would rise up against you in the spirit world, and there are thousands of them around us, the evil forces that would come against you cannot penetrate, for God has a protective shield around those that dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, and they cannot harm you as long as you trust in God. When the wicked spring as the grass, when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever, but Thou, Lord, art Most High forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, I will deliver. I'm going to set you on high because you've known my name. You shall call on me and I'll answer. I'll be with you in trouble. I'll deliver you. I'll honor you with long life. Satisfy you, and then I'll show you my salvation. What a merciful, wonderful God we serve. He's talking about sinner people, people who have done wrong, people who have gone the wrong places, been in the bad places, who have yielded to sin. No wonder the psalmist said, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto Thy name, O Most High, to show forth Thy loving kindness in the morning and Thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy word. I will triumph in the works of Thy hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll triumph. I'll be triumphant. We'll win.
Hallelujah. I'm sure that there are those who have needs tonight. And I know that there are some who are unconcerned and are only caught up in their own little fantasy world of what they want to talk about and what they want to share with each other. But for the sincere who want to find that secret place where you can talk to God, there is a reason for this little message tonight, these few words. For those who want to come out of your hiding place and find a place where you can set up on a rock and be surrounded by a shield and something that will cause no enemy or no person to be able to penetrate and be able to talk to the Most High and say, God, here I am. I'm nothing. But you're everything. I'm weak, but you're strong. That's a good way to start a prayer. Lord, forgive me. Then as you try to think of some reason that you need to be forgiven, maybe you can't recall any particular sins. A good policy is always just to pray forgiveness that you were even born. God, forgive me that I'm a human being. God, forgive me that I'm flesh. God, forgive me that I'm a sinner by nature. God, I'm sorry. And I want to trust you. I want to look to you. Now, there are some churches tonight in this moment who are saying, repeat these words. And the preacher says a few words, and then somebody in the congregation repeats those words. And they call that repentance, but repentance is deeper than that. Repentance is deeper than making a public confession. Repentance is something that goes far deeper than you repeating what I would tell you to say. But you can enter into a closet of prayer right where you're sitting. You can close the doors to every thought, every evil way. You can close the doors to darkness. You can close the doors to evil imagination. You can close the doors in Jesus' name and say, Jesus, here I am. And even though you may not feel His presence, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's a promise for you. Would you stand? Hallelujah. It didn't say he that feels the presence of the Lord shall abide. It said he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. If I were you and I wasn't living for God and I wasn't on fire for God, and if I was bound by tradition, if I was just so caught up in my own little world that I can't get free to worship God like those around me. Did you know those of you that can't worship God that got the Holy Ghost years ago, you're not saved any more than the worst sinner here. Hallelujah. Now that was a striking statement, wasn't it? You don't have any more hope than the drunkard on the street if you can't worship God now. If you can't thank God now. If you can't be sincere before God at this moment, then you are lost. I don't care how close you've been to God in the past. You have strayed off the path somehow. If all you can do is think about what others are saying and doing and what you don't like and what you do like, and you cannot get your mind on God, then you are captured. And you're in a prison with bars around you, and you're doomed. Hallelujah. You're bound. And you need to be set free. But right there in the midst of those prison bars, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide.
under the shadow of the Almighty. Come out of that place. Let the Lord open the door for you. Let the prison ground start shaking. Let those stocks fall off of your hands and your feet. Come out of there. Turn loose of that place. Because you're going down, down, down. But He wants to lift you up, up, up. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, you can abide under the shadow of Almighty God. Hallelujah. While we sing a song, would you come to the secret place?
I must tell Jesus.
Don't be ashamed to step out of your seat. Walk down the aisle.
I must
just let this little altar be a secret place for you to talk to God. Don't worry about what others may think. Don't worry what others may say. Just remember that God is waiting to hear you.
The Lord
waiting to share with you. Waiting to abide with you. Waiting to walk with you. To love you. To lead you. To protect you. To bless your family. To bless your home. To lead you in the way you should go. Give your life eternal. Forever. Who else would like to come and enter into the secret place of the Most High? When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites.
I must tell Jesus.
To go into the synagogues and into the marketplaces and pray the beautiful prayers. Say the great words. When you pray, don't be like that. But enter into your closet. Get along with God. Not necessarily a closet where you put your clothes, but in the secret place of the Most High. Where you can just whisper a few words to Jesus. You can feel that shadow of His presence engulf your very existence. And the warmth of His love caress you.
I must tell my Jesus.
Who else would like to come? Who else would like to come?
Jesus.
Talk to Jesus. Tell Jesus all about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I must tell Jesus. Tell Jesus. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Tell
Let Jesus bear it with you. Let Jesus share it with you. Let Jesus carry it for you. Let Jesus heal it. Correct it. Straighten it. Make it new. Put it back together again. Let Jesus do it for you.
Heavy burdens all alone.
Praise the Lord. I know right now that there is somebody who is standing in a secret place. And that place where you're standing, sir and madam, whoever you are, is just as good as this altar. And God is just as able to help you right where you are as He is down here. You don't have to come to this altar. It's just provided here as a convenient place for you to kneel. It never was necessarily the plan of God to have an altar call and invite people to come to the front. It has become our custom to do these things, and it's a good custom.
But you can dwell in that secret place right where you stand. Nobody else has to know. While we sing this song, would you just start whispering a prayer to Jesus in your heart? If you want to live for God, tell Him about it. If you don't know how to straighten out, tell Him that too. Let Jesus do it all for you. Just confess to Him that you want what's available somehow.
Hallelujah.
While everybody's praying,
I'd
like to ask all of you in the altar to stand, please. Stand to your feet and start praying. All of you in the audience, raise your hands and start praying. And if you have a need tonight, tell Jesus about it. Hallelujah.
I must tell
you. All of you in the altar, stand up. Amen. Stand up. Tonight is your victory night. Don't be ashamed. Just stand up and call on the Lord. This is the night. You don't have to come next week for the same thing that you're seeking God for now. Receive it tonight. Receive it this moment. Whatever you need.
I must tell my.
If you don't stand up, you're not going to get what you're seeking for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Just a little bit of faith.
I
courage. Come to God. Stand before Him. Lift your hands. Call on the Lord. Believe God.
Call the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. I must.
Amen. I'd like for everybody that will to come to the front. Come believe in God. Pray for them. Maybe you'd like to come and pray. Maybe you wanted to, but you didn't before, but now you will. Come and enter into the secret chambers of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Oh, Jesus, can help me. Jesus alone.
Tell you about it.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, what you
praise the Lord.
Firmly.